You're listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, WMNF.org. I'm Sean Canaan, and joining me in the studio right now is Sam Vall, and she is the new program director at WMNF, and we're raising funds to support the station, 813-238-8001. And I want to tell people about the show that's coming up in the next little bit more than an hour. First, we're going to listen to the last segment of today's Democracy Now, for some reason they saved the best till last. This is the best segment on today's Democracy Now.
Ooh.
It's about voting rights around the country and how legislatures in certain states, including Florida, are making it harder to vote all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden, they've done it before, but why did they do that after this election that went so smoothly in Florida? And we'll hear from Ari Berman, who is one of the best elections experts in the country, a journalist. And so that's coming up first. And then after that, we're going to play a fantastic poetry reading and speech by the late, great Lawrence Ferlinghetti, beat poet, free speech activist, indie store, bookstore owner. I can't wait to play that for you. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to ask for your support for WMNF. Can you call in 813-238-8001 or pledge online at WMNF to show your support? I want to thank some of the last contributions that came in for the Health and Nutrition Show and for Sustainable Living.
Nice.
We have an anonymous $50 contribution that came in from, thank you, Anonymous from Sarasota.
Anonymous.
Very much appreciate this donation. I know it comes from the bottom of your heart, very close to our WMNF family. So thank you, Anonymous in Sarasota, for that donation for the Sustainable Living Show. But now we'd like to hear for your support for Democracy Now! And for the rest of 88.5 FM. Can you call in 813-238-8001?
Yes, you can also go to WMNF.org. For this hour in particular, we are having a $1,000 goal. So if that's you, if you are able to donate, say, $1,000, that would be incredible. Then we just can get rid of the goal, at least for this hour right here, right now. But also small donations, every little bit helps. Whatever you can do, please do. And you can do that, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And you know, when you mentioned that what our goal is for this hour, that reminded me that that sounds low to, you know, and I wondered, why does that sound low? And it's low because somebody already has donated $1,000. So we're halfway there already.
Amazing.
And this is a challenge. So we got a challenge from Lake Alfred, Anonymous in Lake Alfred.
All right.
is going to donate to this show $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get 10 members of the Circle of Friends at $10 or more a month.
Okay.
So if you're out there and you can donate $10 a month on the Circle of Friends, if there's 10 of you out there that can do that or up your pledge by $10 on the Circle of Friends, we will get this extra additional $1,000 challenge. So I really hope that you are out there. And I hope that you will support this show by calling 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. You know what? Right now, let's go back to hear the last segment of today's Democracy Now!, which is about how some legislatures across the country are changing the voting laws to make it more difficult to vote. And we'll be back with the speech by Lawrence Ferlinghetti in just a few minutes. But here is the rest of today's Democracy Now! And you can donate at WMNF.org. You can also contribute by calling 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. We're going to hear Ari Berman speaking with Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman about voting rights.
The loneliness of time by Voices of Afghanistan. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman as we end today's show looking at the extreme voting restrictions advancing in a number of Republican-led states here in the United States. On Thursday, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a sweeping voter suppression law that will make it harder to vote by mail, limit ballot drop boxes, impose new voter ID requirements, and criminalize giving food and water to voters waiting in long lines at polling places. Governor DeSantis signed the bill in a private ceremony broadcast on Fox and Friends after a spokesperson barred other reporters, telling one the event was a Fox News exclusive. DeSantis was surrounded by a group of Republican lawmakers, none of them African American.
Right now, I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So
there you go.
Bill is signed.
Comes as the Texas House of Representatives passed a Republican-backed voter suppression bill around 3 a.m. Friday morning. After an all-night session, Republican Governor Greg Abbott's expected to sign the measure after it's reconciled with the Texas Senate voter suppression bill. Meanwhile, Republicans in Ohio have introduced a bill to put severe restrictions on ballot drop boxes and absentee voting. At the federal level, the sweeping voting rights and election overhaul bill, known as the For the People Act, goes before the Senate's Democratic-controlled Rules Committee Tuesday, where it faces changes aimed at winning support from the lone Democratic holdout Senator Joe Manchin and Republicans. For more, we're joined by Mother Jones reporter Ari Berman, whose article in the March-April issue of the magazine is headlined, "The Insurrection Was Put Down, the GOP Plan for Minority Rule Marches On." Ari, welcome back to Democracy Now! First, describe what happened in Florida, then go to Texas and talk about what these voter suppression laws have at their core and the details.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me back. Well, first off, the Florida law really is a copycat of the Georgia voter suppression law. It does a lot of things that the Georgia law did. It bans drop boxes or severely restricts them. It makes it a crime to give people food and water, makes it harder to get absentee ballots. It expands access for partisan poll watchers to observe ballot counting. It was signed, as you mentioned, as a Fox News exclusive, something I've never seen before, where the press and the public, by extension, were shut out, an example of democracy dying in the dark in the so-called Sunshine State. And then you go to Texas, another state where democracy is dying in the dark, because they literally passed a voter suppression bill at 3 a.m. that will criminalize efforts to make it easier to vote while legalize voter intimidation. And I say that because it criminalizes efforts to make it easier to vote, because if election officials, for example, will send out absentee ballot request forms to voters who don't request them, which is a standard thing in lots of states, they can now be charged with a criminal offense. At the same time, if election officials try to remove partisan poll watchers who might be trying to intimidate voters, they could themselves be charged with a criminal offense. So basically, what it's trying to do is legalize voter suppression. I think at the core, the Florida bill, the Texas bill, all of these bills, they are trying to weaponize the big lie that Trump told, that the election was stolen. They're trying to make it harder for Democratic constituencies to be able to vote in future elections. And they are trying to institutionalize voter suppression in a way that they couldn't do in 2020. They were unable to overturn the election through litigation and intimidation in 2020. So now they're trying to change the rules to get the same outcome in 2022 and 2024.
Ari Berman, can you talk about the Texas bill's statement of purpose, initially stating the measures designed to preserve the purity of the ballot box? Talk about the significance of that phrase.
That language about the purity of the ballot box is straight from the Jim Crow era. It was literally used to defend things like all-white primaries and to disenfranchise Black and Mexican-American voters in Texas and other states. And a Texas Democratic rep, Rafael Enchia, asked the bill's sponsor about this. He said, did you know that the phrase purity at the ballot box was used to disenfranchise African-Americans and Mexican-Americans in Texas and to justify Jim Crow? And the bill's sponsor, Briscoe Cain, who, by the way, traveled to Pennsylvania after the election to try to overturn the election results there, said that he wasn't aware that purity at the ballot box had been used to justify Jim Crow. That was either shockingly ignorant or knowingly obtuse. But either way, the fact that Texas Republicans put language into their bill that was ripped straight from Jim Crow gives you an idea of what they're trying to do with these voter suppression bills.
You've said the fact that GOP voter suppression efforts are still being described as partisan battle rather than an all-out assault on democracy is unconscionable. Talk about that. And also, if people aren't following what's happening in Arizona, the fourth counting by this ninja private company that's being paid a fortune by Arizona, some of those counting participated in the insurrection.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that every single day you see a headlines that basically say Republicans try to protect election integrity and Democrats call it voter suppression. The media is still trying to do false equivalents in terms of how they cover voter suppression. The issue is not Democrats versus Republicans. The issue is Republicans versus democracy. They're making it harder for everybody to vote. And yes, this might fall harder on Democratic leading constituencies, but these are changes in Georgia and Florida and Texas that are going to affect millions of voters. So this is not about partisan politics. This is about one party having an all-out assault on democracy, on the democratic process. And I think that's how it should be covered. And if you look at Arizona, this is not a fourth counting of the votes. This is just a complete conspiratorial witch hunt where they are trying to manufacture claims of fraud in order to build support for overturning future elections. Remember, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in Arizona is dominated by Republicans. Every single member of that board is a Republican except for one Democrat. It was Republicans in Arizona that signed off on the election results. It was the Republican governor, the Republican attorney general, the Republican head of the Supreme Court. All of the people that signed off on the election results in Arizona were Republicans, but that's not enough for Republicans in the legislature. They are basically trying to weaponize the insurrection through this audit, which is not really an audit. It's an OCHA witch hunt, actually. And I think it's going to have very detrimental effects, not just in Arizona, but in other states. They're trying to export this audit now to other states. It's being led by someone that was a key member of the Stop the Steal movement. So it's very, very disturbing what's happening here. And my worry is that in so many different ways, the big lie is being weaponized, whether it's the audit in Arizona, whether it's the new voter suppression laws, whether it's the attempt to oust Liz Cheney and put in place someone that backed overturning the election results in her place. I think this is all connected in terms of the fact that the Republican Party is just waging an all-out war on democracy.
And finally, Ari, we just have less than a minute. The whole issue of the federal law, the For the People Act, H.R. 1, explain its significance and where it stands.
So the For the People Act is going to pass the Senate Rules Committee on Tuesday. Then it will go to the Senate floor. It's a sweeping democracy reform bill that would put in place measures like automatic registration, election day registration, early voting, expanded mail voting in all 50 states. And I think it's more important than ever, given these voter suppression laws. It's going to be hard to challenge all of these laws in Florida, Texas, Georgia through the courts. And I think it makes federal legislation all the more important. And it's very clear that Democrats are either going to pass legislation to protect democracy, or the Republican Party is going to undermine the democratic process for the next decade and beyond at the state level.
Ari Berman, we want to thank you for being with us. We'll link to your pieces. Reporter for Mother Jones, author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. And that does it for our broadcast. Again, if you want to sign up for
our
daily...
Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! I'm glad we were able to bring you the last 7 or 8 minutes of Democracy Now! Today, because in my opinion, and maybe you agree, that was the best segment on today's Democracy Now! Program. The great journalist Ari Berman, who is an expert on election law and elections across the country, speaking with the fantastic journalist Amy Goodman about changes to election laws in states across the country, including right here in our lovely home state of Florida. What do you think about that? Was that worth your support? Should we keep programs like Democracy Now! On the air? 813-238-8001 is how you can call in and show your support for Democracy Now! And for WMNF. You can also make a donation on our secure website, WMNF.org. My name is Sean Canaan, and you are listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. We're raising funds right now. We need to raise about $1,000 more this hour. As I mentioned before, somebody has already donated $1,000, and we're looking for a matching support for that. If we will get that $1,000, if we get 10 people to donate $10 or more to the Circle of Friends, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. But wait, Sean, what is the Circle of Friends? Well, I'm glad I asked. Circle of Friends is our sustaining membership. You will donate the same amount every month, but you don't even have to take care of it once, and then it happens automatically every single month. You decide whether it's $5 a month or more than $5 a month. We're looking this hour for the $10 a month membership. And so every month you pick the, whether it's your credit card or your checking account, where it comes from, and you do all the paperwork. And then after that, it's easy and simple. At the beginning of every month, you'll see the $10 a month, let's say, out of your deducted out of your checking account or put on your credit card. And it's very simple. It'll make you feel good every single month when you see that. Please consider joining the Circle of Friends sustaining membership in WMNF if you support programs like Democracy Now!, if you like the News and Public Affairs Block, or even if you like the music here on WMNF. Give us a call right now. Tell your phone answerer that you'd like to join the Circle of Friends by calling 813-238-8001, or you can choose the Circle of Friends option when you donate online at WMNF.org. I'm super excited. In a few minutes, we're going to hear a great speech and a great poetry reading by the fantastic beat poet, the late Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Can't wait to hear that. Joining us right now is Daniel Figueroa IV, WMNF's fantastic new reporter. Are you still new, Daniel, or are you not new anymore?
It's been under a year, so maybe, but we're at 9 months now, so...
You could win Rookie of the Year? You're still eligible?
I think, yeah. Okay. I think according to the rules and regulations, I qualify. But you know, I agree. I think that segment of Democracy Now! was very important, very aligned with, you know, our mission at WMNF, you know, peace and justice, and it's directly related to our community because that segment directly affects Florida. You know, they're talking about some of these new laws that are being put into place and the ways in which they are being put into place, which is also important. You know, the fact that some of these bills have been rushed through or pushed through late at night, signed in secret or with exclusive events that are, you know, present murky issues for sunshine laws. And these are the things we need to be talking about that directly affect our community and our ability to have a functioning democracy. So, you know, these are the types of content that we need supported here at WMNF. And we hope our listeners continue to support that and have a desire to hear it because this is something the community needs. And we want to be able to continue providing that for you. I know I've covered some of those bills regardless of how you feel about them, whether you agree with them or not, knowing what's going on is important. And you know, we don't ever want to tell anybody what to do or how to think or how to feel, but give you the information to make those choices on your own. And that's what's important about news. That's what's important about Democracy Now! And that's what's important about WMNF and our News and Public Affairs program, giving you the information you need to make more informed choices so that we can have a more just and equitable world and community here in Tampa Bay and beyond. Which, speaking of, we've got an anonymous donation from all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. I was a longtime listener from the early 80s who says they're glad to be able to stream from Ohio now. And that's, you know, that's awesome. We really appreciate that. We appreciate our local listeners, but we appreciate our longtime listeners who travel. And now we do have the internet. So while we're still an FM radio station, you know, we can transmit all over the world now. You can pick us up, you know, in Cincinnati. You can pick us up in California. You can pick us up in Vermont, anywhere you are. You can listen to WMNF at WMNF.org or the WMNF app. You can donate there. And if you like what you're doing, give us a shout. We've got that pledge going. We're still waiting to receive some of those donations, some of those Circle of Friends members. We got another anonymous pledge from Riverview of $88.50, which is always a fun one. We love that one. And yeah, keep it coming. We want to be here. We want to keep providing this information. We try to do it the best way we can. There's a very dedicated group of volunteers and staff that work tirelessly to keep this station going and to make sure we can get this information to the public, to the people, and we want to keep doing that. So please keep those donations coming.
813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Well, right now, I'm going to bring you a speech from Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Now, this comes from the Alternative Radio series of programs. And typically what we do is we host Alternative Radio every other Tuesday at 10. And we think that it's kind of confusing to host shows every other week. One thing we're considering is playing Alternative Radio every single week. That's a possibility. So as you're listening to this show and as you're calling in donations, please consider that when you make your donation, please write whether you would like to hear more Alternative Radio than we're playing right now or whether you would like to hear less of it or the same amount. So those are some of the options. We could cut it all together, or we could play it every week, or we could continue playing it every other week, although I have to have a feeling that's going to be the least possible of the options. But this is a speech by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. It's called A Defense of Poetry, and you can get it for a donation of $80 for your contribution to WMNF. You can get a CD copy of Lawrence Ferlinghetti, A Defense of Poetry. And we're going to let David Barsamian introduce him, but Lawrence Ferlinghetti was a fantastic beat poet and a free speech advocate and also an indie bookstore owner. So here is the beginning of Lawrence Ferlinghetti, A Defense of Poetry. We hope you like it, and we hope you call in 813-238-8001 or make your secure web donation at WMNF.org.
The use of poetry these days. What use is it? What good is it? These days and nights in the age of Autogeddon, in which poetry is what has been paved over to make a freeway for armies of the night, as in that Palm Paradiso just north of Nicaragua, where promises made in the plazas will be betrayed in the backcountry.
That's Lawrence Ferlinghetti, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Lawrence Ferlinghetti, A Defense of Poetry. Lawrence Ferlinghetti was a great practitioner, publisher, and defender of poetry. He passed away just shy of his 102nd birthday earlier this year. Born in New York in 1919, his university education was paused for World War II and Atlantic and Pacific tours in the U.S. Navy. He witnessed firsthand the ruins of Nagasaki after the atomic bombing in 1945, and he became a committed voice for peace and social justice. He co-created the country's first all-paperback bookstore in San Francisco in 1953. 2 years later, he launched City Lights Publishers, which featured the work of Kenneth Patchen, Kenneth Rexroth, Denise Levertov, and Allen Ginsberg. The small press got national attention when Ferlinghetti and his partner were arrested on obscenity charges for publishing Ginsberg's poem, Howl. The case, The People of the State of California versus Lawrence Ferlinghetti, proved an important victory for freedom of expression over censorship laws. The bibliography of his published work is extensive. It includes A Coney Island of the Mind, A Far Rockaway of the Heart, and Poetry as Insurgent Art. Lawrence Ferlinghetti read from some of these books in Boulder, Colorado, at Naropa University's summer writing program, hosted by the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics in 1990 and 2000. And now, Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
What is poetry? Poetry is news from the far-out frontiers of consciousness. Poetry is what we would cry out upon waking in a dark wood, in the middle of the journey of our life. A poem is a mirror walking down a high street full of visual delight. Poetry is the shook foil of the imagination. It should shine out and half blind you. It is the sun streaming down in the meshes of morning. It is white nights and mouths of desire. It is made by dissolving halos in oceans of sound. It is a street talk of angels and devils. It is a sofa full of blind singers who have put aside their canes. A poem should arise to ecstasy somewhere between speech and song. A poem must sing and fly away with you, or it's a dead duck with a prose soul. Poetry is the anarchy of the senses making sense. Poetry is all things born with wings that sing. Like a bowl of roses, a poem should not have to be explained. Poetry is a voice of dissent against the waste of words and the mad plethora of print. It is what exists between the lines. It is made with the syllables of dreams. It is far, far cries upon a beach at nightfall. It is a lighthouse moving its megaphone over the sea. It is an Arab carrying colored rugs and bird cages through the streets of a great metropolis. A poem can be made of common household ingredients. It fits on a single page, yet it can fill a world and fits in the pocket of a heart. The poet is a street singer who rescues the alley cats of love. Poetry is pillow thought after intercourse. Poetry is the distillation of articulate animals calling to each other across a great gulf. It is a pulsing fragment of the inner life, an untethered music. It is the dialogue of naked statues. It is a sound of summer in the rain and of people laughing behind closed shutters down an alley at night. It is a bare light bulb in a homeless hotel, illuminating a nakedness of minds and hearts. Let the poet be a singing animal. Turn pimp for an anarchist king. Poetry is the incomparable lyric intelligence brought to bear upon 57 varieties of existence. Poetry is a high house echoing with all the voices that ever said anything crazy or wonderful. Poetry is a subversive raid upon the forgotten language of the collective unconscious. Poetry is a real canary in a coal mine. And we know why the caged bird sings. Poetry is the shadow cast by our streetlight imaginations. It is the voice of the fourth person singular. It is the voice within the voice of the turtle. It is the face behind the face of the race. Poetry is made of night thoughts. If it can tear itself away from illusion, it will not be disowned before the dawn. Poetry is made by evaporating the liquid laughter of youth. Poetry is a book of light at night, dispersing clouds of unknowing. It hears the whisper of elephants and sees how many angels dance on the head of a pin and knows how many devils and angels dance on the head of a phallus. It is a humming, a keening, a laughing, a sighing at dawn, a wild, soft laughter. It is the final gestalt of the imagination. Poetry should be emotion, recollected in emotion. Words are living fossils. The poet should piece together the wild beast and make it sing. A poet is only as great as his ear. Too bad if it is tin. Poetry is perpetual revolt against silence, exile, and cunning. The poet, a subversive barbarian at the city gates, constantly challenging our status quo. He is the master ontologist, constantly questioning reality and reinventing it. He mixes drinks out of the insane liquors of the imagination and is perpetually surprised that no one staggers. He should be a dark barker before the tents of existence. Poetry is what can be heard at manholes echoing up Dante's fire escape. Poetry is religion. Religion is poetry. Poetry is not prose. Prose is not poetry. It is the humming of moths as they circle the flame. It is a wood boat moored in the shade under a weeping willow in the bend of a river. The poet must have a wide-angle vision, each look a world glance, and the concrete is most poetic. Poetry is not all heroin, horses, and Rambo. It is also the powerless prayers of airline passengers fastening their seat belts for the final descent. Poetry is the real subject of great prose. It is the unspeakable. It speaks the unspeakable. It utters the inutterable sigh of the heart. Each poem a momentary madness, and the unreal is realist. A poem should still be an insurgent knock on the door of the unknown. A poet should not discuss or teach the craft of poetry or the process of creating it. Let it be a trade secret. Mystifying by its mysteries. But when the poet takes off his clothes, his or her ars poetica should inspire. A poem is its own Coney Island of the mind, its own circus of the soul, its own Far Rockaway of the heart. Let a new lyricism save the world from itself. I think what's missing from contemporary poetry all around the world is lyricism these days. Journal notes are not poetry. This is a work in progress. Figures of speech. Parentheses. These are not haikus.
Well, that's a great beat poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti speaking about a defense of poetry in a speech from 1990. He passed away earlier this year at the age of 101, a great defender of free speech, of independent bookstore owner for decades and decades, and one of the great beat poets of all the beat generation. And this is WMNF Tampa, and we hope that you like programming like this and that you can support it with your donation by calling 813-238-8001. My name is Sean Canaan, and I'm joined in the studios with WMNF's program director, Sam Vall. Hi, Sam. Thanks so much.
Oh.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you, Sean. Always, always. And I was even just thinking, like, listening to that, like, what we just listened to. It's just, it's so unique. The fact that, like, I've personally have worked in commercial radio before. I've worked at other radio stations. And what we play here at WMNF is so unique. It's so different. It's so tied into the community. I mean, it's kind of incredible. And I'm so thankful that it's here in my hometown of Tampa Bay. So if you're thankful for it, too, if you're kind of shocked and bewildered and also wanting to keep it on air and we don't lose it, please call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. Both are great. We do have, I believe, all of our phone lines are open right now. We have some great phone takers, some volunteers that are in our conference room. With empty phones waiting to take your call, and they would love that.
Yeah,
so
I think people were glued to their radios during Lawrence Ferlinghetti's poetry reading. Very fantastic thing to hear, in my opinion. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Please give us a call, 813-238-8001, or pledge online at WMNF.org. If you would like to hear more alternative radio on the air, or if you'd like to hear less of it, let us know either way. But right now you're calling in to support the entire station. But with your donation of $50 or $100, or maybe you can donate at the Circle of Friends level of $5 a month, or right now we have a challenge. We will get an additional $1,000 if we get 10 people to donate $10 a month at the Circle of Friends. So if you are already a Circle of Friends member and you'd like to up your Circle of Friends by $10 a month, or if you've never joined our sustaining membership here at WMNF, you can join at the $10 a month level, and it will help us to get to that $1,000 match. And I believe if we get all 10 people donating $10 a month and this adding in this $1,000 match, I believe we will have exceeded the goal for this hour, which is something we would really like to do.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. As I mentioned earlier, right now we play alternative radio, which is the show that you're listening to right now. We play alternative radio every other Tuesday at 10, and sometimes you forget, well, is this week alternative radio, or is this week Richard Wolff? Mm-hmm. And I'll go into more detail about it tomorrow during Richard Wolff's show, but what I think we're going to try to do is we're going to try to play Richard Wolff's economic update every single week, and we're going to try to play alternative radio every single week.
Cool.
And we're going to try to add a great old favorite show called Counterspin. We're going to see how that works for the next few weeks to try to run all three of those shows every week.
Mm.
There might be a point where we cut out some of the recorded programs like alternative radio and go to more live and local hosts. But that's something we have to figure out in the next few weeks. But
yeah, we'll see.
I want to hear what you think about it. Do you like the idea of having alternative radio on every single week? Or is an hour of talk by one or two people just too much? Let us know with your donation. 813-238-8001. This is community radio. This is all about you. Give us a call, 813-238-8001, or pledge your support on WMNF.org. Sam, any last words before we go hear the second segment of the Lawrence Ferlinghetti poetry reading?
Yes, yes. I mean, we have about 19 minutes left to reach our goal. So again, kind of like what you were saying, Sean, if you are able to donate $10 a month and be a Circle of Friends member, that is, I think, less than a movie ticket these days, which is insane. Sometimes less than what you may get at Starbucks. Like there's little things that we spend every day that instead of spending it on those things, you can support your listener-supported radio station, WMNF. And what you can do that is calling right now, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Yeah, we really need to hear from you right now, especially if you like to hear alternative radio or Democracy Now! Or any of our great news and public affairs shows. We really do need to hear from you. Here's the number. But right after that, we're going to go to hear the second segment from Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the great beat poet, the late great beat poet. The number to call in to support shows like this, 813-238-8001. Call now or go to WMNF.org and show your support by making a donation on the web. Here's Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
Will the rains ever end? Basho claps together his muddy clogs. Will the world ever end? Dawn and the sun runs its fingers over the land. Will time ever end? Sunset and the sun plunges into the sea. The sea roars and uncurls its claws on the beach of time. The sea roaring eats its tongues on the beach. The tongues of waves give voice to the sea. And the sea eats them. Voices of the sea with tongues of waves roar on the shore. Memory, an unmoored ship, drifts in the past. It sounds its foghorn as a word like a gull cry flies by. The dog, lost in the gloaming, barks. The sky, full of leaves and pollen in the high wind, sows trees. The tree, like a lonely hand, stands leafless. The tree believes its panoply of leaves will protect it from acid rain. Think again. Waves of the sea wash away the mandala of life on earth. I said these are not haiku, because these days it seems like everybody that writes a 2 or 3 line poem immediately calls it a haiku. But I should remind you of Allen Ginsberg's formula for what a haiku is supposed to be. His formula was the poet perceives first some natural phenomenon, then he has a sudden recognition, a revelation of what it is, and a reaction to it, emotional or otherwise. Well, this may be the last one in this little book, Surreal Migrations. Surreal migrations of words somewhere between speech and song, a kind of descant rising from word to melody. Voice of the fourth person singular, voice of the poet rising to some ecstasis. Beat of wings on a counterpane, wind in the live oaks, or on a western morning in fair weather, autumn hills in full sun, ochre against the blue, earth and sky together breathing. Surreal migrations of words from silence to deep song. Quivering of arrows or leaves upon the wind. Phoenician alphabets about to sing. Flights of seabirds taking wing, bearing us seaborne over the horizon. This is slightly after Kavafi, the Greek poet. Are there not still fireflies? Are there not still fireflies? Are there not still four-leaf clovers? Is not our land still beautiful? Our fields not full of armed enemies? Our cities never bombed by foreign invaders? Never occupied by iron armies speaking iron tongues? Are not our warriors still valiant, ready to defend us? Are not our senators still wearing fine togas? Are we not still a great people in the greatest country in all the world? Is this not still a free country? Are not our fields still ours, our gardens still full of flowers, our ships with full cargoes? Why then do some still fear the barbarians coming in their huddled masses? What is that sound that fills the ear, drumming? Is not Rome still Rome? Is not Los Angeles still Los Angeles? Are these not the last days of the empire? Is not beauty still beauty and truth still truth? Are there not still poets? Are there not still lovers? Are there not still mothers, sisters, and brothers? Is there not still a full moon once a month? Are there not still fireflies? Are there not still stars at night? Can we not still see them in bowl of night, signaling to us our manifest destinies? Don't cry for me, Indiana. I feel like I just got beamed down by Scotty in Star Trek. What is this place? Indianapolis 2000? Out of the sky I got dreamed down into the Omni Severin Hotel, attached to a huge shopping mall all enclosed. All the products of corporate monoculture from somewhere else, shipped in from all over the world. Welcome, says the fancy brochure, to fabulous fashion, exceptional eateries, delightful diversions, distinct shops entice you to create a new look. Delicate treats tempt you at each and every turn. Opportunities to relax and refresh your spirits abound with ample parking and enclosed walkways. Department stores, women's fashions, men's fashions, children's fashions, back home Indiana, Brickyard Authentics, Field of Dreams, Warner Brothers Studio Store, the Franklin Mint, Sunglass Hut International. All for sale, including a 3-foot plaster Venus de Milo, only $3,229. A $1,339 suede jacket, persuades me not. A huge window full of styrofoam breasts covered by flaming red lace brassieres. Where are the fringed buckskin shirts in the country of Lincoln's boyhood? Where are the Indians in Indianapolis? Where are the Granger movement, the Greenback Party, the Populist Party? Where Eugene V. Debs when we need him? Middletown swept away. All over Middle America, the same scene. Mom and pop neighborhoods boarded up. Don't cry for me, Indiana. I've got it made in the Omni Severin Hotel. Happy men and women in straight suits walking around with cell phones. national headquarters of the American Legion still around the corner. But Indian territory ain't Indian anymore. They've rounded up the Indians and told them there aren't enough of them to be called Indians anymore. They fell among the fallen timbers. They were tipped over at Tippecanoe. I'm an alien Indian fallen into this strange land which America has become. I came looking for you, Indiana, and what did I find? The settlers are gone, Indiana, and a new breed of pioneers has taken over. Out the seventh floor hotel window, I see the shining cars coming over the horizon, covered wagons buried long ago on the banks of the Wabash far away. I hear the cries of the cattlemen in the dusk. The roundup is in full swing. I head out into it in search of the heart of America. Oh, who's your state? Who's your state? Oh, a hotel black man dressed like an admiral holds the door open for me. Where away?
Lawrence Ferlinghetti speaking before he died, of course, where he had passed away at the age of 101 this year. He's a great poet and a beat poet, also a bookstore owner and a free speech advocate, as you can hear. 813-238-8001 is the number to call to support. If you like to hear poetry on WMNF during news and public affairs, we usually play great speeches and during alternative radio. The hour is on alternate Tuesdays right now. We might move it to every week, 813-238-8001. My name is Sean Canaan, and joining me in the studio is Daniel Figueroa, the fourth WMNF's news reporter. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Sean. How's it going?
It's going great. Listen, Edna Irvin from Cortez has just upped their membership in the Circle of Friends by $5 a month and says loves Dr. Harvey and is upping their pledge, a member since day one. So thank you for that donation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We like the support that's already coming in for sustainable living and for health and nutrition. Please give us a call right now at 813-238-8001.
So we've got some exciting things coming up, as Sean was talking about. We've got some some potential changes to some of our news and public affairs programming, which we really like to hear some feedback from the community on. It's part of our regular review of programming that we do every so often, and we always like to get feedback from our listeners, from our community. We form subcommittees. We put a lot of thought into the programming that we put on air. And we are a community radio station, so the voices of our community matter. We're supported by the community. We work for you guys. We work for the community. What we do is for the benefit of the community. And we need your help to do that. We need your help in the form of these donations. Right now, we've got a match going. We need some more Circle of Friends members. If you can get in the next, 7 or so minutes, we need a few more Circle of Friends members to make sure we meet that donation match and we can get that extra $1,000, which would go a long way to help keep some of these programs on the air. I mean, where else in this area are you going to be able to hear Lawrence Ferlinghetti read a poem like that and give a talk like that? You know, this is one of the crucial folks in the beat movement and in the latter part of the 20th century and even up until this recent year who really championed free speech. And I mean, what was it, they gave the first reading of Howl in his bookstore in the 50s. This guy's an OG, and these are the kind of people we love here at WMNF. These people who have their boots on the ground, who are doing the hard work in the communities, activists, people who matter, people who are trying to make change, and we want to give voice to those people, to people like Lawrence Ferlinghetti and the next generation of Lawrence Ferlinghettis, who are coming up. I have the honor and privilege of being able to work at this station and tell news and go get out when I can and be part of marches and events where I get to cover and speak with some of these people and tell their stories. In the recording we just listened to, we heard a bit about Native American culture
And last week I was able to meet with a local group of indigenous rights activists who had some comments after former Senator and CNN analyst Rick Santorum made some interesting comments about Native American culture not having influenced American culture, which is kind of odd because, you know, they were here for thousands and thousands of years. And as I am a Puerto Rican man, and I have Taino blood in me, and so I have some indigenous folks in my family, and those we have contributed to this society and to our culture, and getting those voices, giving those voices a platform to speak is incredibly important. Giving those folks a way to push back on some of these louder voices. You know, Rick Santorum, that's a loud voice. A CNN contributor, that's a loud voice. You know, Sheridan Murphy, who I got to speak to, is a great, passionate indigenous rights activist. His voice might not be as loud. And we can amplify that here at WMNF. That's what we do. We give voice to the voiceless, or the people who deserve to be heard, who have a right to be heard. And we only do that with contributions from our Circle of Friends members, from one-time donations, whatever you can give. You know, we've had a really tough year financially for a lot of us, but hopefully things are getting better for everybody out there. And you know, I truly believe that now more than ever. I know we've all been doing this. Sean and myself have been in the news game for a bit of time. I might be a little bit newer to the station, but I've spent a lot of my adult life dedicated to telling news. And we care about it greatly, and we want to keep doing that. And we need your help to do that. So please donate. Please call in. Visit our website, WMNF.org. Send those donations in. Let's get that match, and let's keep giving voice to the people who need to be heard, who deserve to be heard.
813-238-8001. That's the number to call in right now if you'd like to support this station and support the great work that Daniel does and that he's been talking about. And tomorrow at noon, we're going to feature some of Daniel's great reporting from the last month or two on WMNF at noon tomorrow. So I hope you tune in then and support it. But we also need your support right now by calling 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. I want to remind you that an anonymous person has donated $1,000. If we can get 10 people to donate to the Circle of Friends, I've already read one person who's donated already. And now here's another one. There's an anonymous from Lakeland who is joining the Circle of Friends at the $10 a month level. Loves the music and the public affairs, but also loves all of the WMNF family. So thank you for that. So appreciate that $10. So now we need 8 more people to donate on the Circle of Friends, and we'll get that $1,000 match. I'm probably going to carry that over into the next hour. Also, Wayne from Tampa is contributing $8.85. He's getting the WMNF bumper sticker, so thank you. He's upping his previous pledge, so thank you for that, Wayne. Now we need to hear from you. We have 3 minutes until the NPR headlines, then we're going to turn it over to Midpoint. We're going to continue to hear the Lawrence Ferlinghetti speech right now, the poetry reading, because we think that people like that. We'd like to hear from you. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Is this something that you think is valuable to have on the radio station? Do you like alternative radio? That's where this comes from. Is that a show that you like and you'd like to hear more of or less of? Give us a call and donate and let us know. 813-238-8001. We're a mission-driven station here. We hope that you appreciate the mission of peace, social justice, environmental sustainability. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
You know, I love our mission, Sean, and part of what drew me to WMNF as a listener was that mission focus, because, you know, these are things that go beyond politics. They go beyond partisanship. These are issues that are important to the world and important to society. And we take that seriously. We take that job seriously. We have a great, great group of volunteers, dedicated staff, and we all believe in that mission and want to help make that a reality. And in order to do that, we need your help from our community. So please give us a call, make those donations, whatever you can. I think the Circle of Friends is an absolutely great way to continually support, community radio for whatever you can spare a month. You know, this it doesn't have to be a massive financial donation. Every little bit counts, and anything you can do, anything you can provide, we truly appreciate. So we thank you, and we look forward to getting some more members of our circle of friends.
That's right. If you support WMNF, we need to hear from you right now. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. It's a secure website. Your donation will take just a few minutes to fill out the form. In the comments section, you can put whatever you'd like us to say on the air, and you can say what your favorite shows are or what shows, if you'd like to be more shows that will be you'd like to have weekly that are right now alternating. Give us a call and let us know about that. 813-238-8001. Make your donation here at WMNF Tampa, St. Petersburg. We really need to hear from you. Coming up at the top of the hour right now is NPR Headline News. And after 5 minutes of NPR Headline News, we're going to have Midpoint. I'm the host of Midpoint on Monday. And we will hear more of this Lawrence Ferlinghetti poetry reading and some other special things as well. So I thank you so much for your support already. We're still looking for donations at WMNF.org or 813-238-8001.